Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Oh.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up next hour, I sent a deep cover operative to the NRA convention, and she's going to come on and give us a little report about what she found there and some other stuff that she did while she was there. She got into a little bit of mischief. We're going to be joined again by Beth Baca. She's going to come in and illuminate us on a few things. Coming out, if you look at any state, now there's some states that are just, you know, anti-gun, left, right, and center. And that's because of state law. Then there's states like Ohio, where you've got Cleveland, which is an anti-gun bastion of loss of freedom, and Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, which is an anti-gun loss of bastion, you know, loss of freedom. And Texas is no different from that. In Austin, Texas, they have Police Chief Art Acevedo. And he is reliably anti-gun. He's not terribly bright either. He's sort of an idiot. And why do I say that? That's not nice, Bill. That's not nice to call him an idiot. That's because he says things that he knows aren't true. And he's saying things to people in Austin. And there's plenty of pro-gun people in Austin, despite the fact that there's a, you know, a little subculture in Austin that think the streets are paved with marijuana and the official currency there is rainbows and promises. There's actually a, you know, people there that carry guns. And so he got on the Twitter. Somebody asked me about, I don't think I'm ever going to get on Twitter. Anybody out there wanting me to be on Twitter, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I'm never going to get on the Twitter because that seems to lead people and get them in trouble. Gets them in all kinds of trouble. Because he got on Twitter and he said this. Where's his little tweet? Oh, I can't find his tweet. Why can't I find his tweet? I thought I had his tweet. Oh, well. He put out a tweet. And he attempted to link the new open carry legislation in Texas to narco-terrorism, biker gangs, and extremists. Read that to mean anybody that wants to carry a gun. That makes you an extremist in Texas in the eyes of Art Acevedo. And he did it in a completely fact-free rant littered with all kinds of stupid hyperbole. Open season for armed criminals and extremists. Yesterday's amendment to, this was on TwitLonger. This was linked from Twitter to TwitLonger. Open season for armed criminals and extremists. Yesterday's amendment to Texas open carry legislation is beyond belief. And he wrote Akin. And he was actually trying to write akin. So I'll use the word that he thought he was writing. Akin to open season for gang members, drug cartels, outlaw motorcycle gangs, and any other criminal or extremist to defy the law with impunity. Just brilliant, with two N's. If criminals, drug cartels, and extremists had a seat at the policy writing table, they couldn't have come up with a better amendment. By prohibiting law enforcement from stopping or detaining to check for CHL, Texas is authorizing within our state lines any and all criminals to carry a firearm. My heart goes out to all domestic violence victims and victims of violent crimes in our state. Through this amendment, we are now facilitating the victimization of the people we are sworn to serve, protect, and lead. Here's a scenario. Next time groups face off in our capital city at the Capitol, Klan with their hoods on, Panthers with their faces covered, ISIS sympathizers with their faces covered, and just about any other extremist group armed with firearms authorized by open carry, Law enforcement will have absolutely no authority to ensure that people who are armed as they wish. Why bother? Common sense has officially died, and writing any further would be fruitless. The guy wrote three paragraphs. Why bother? Open carry is headed to Governor Greg Abbott's desk, and Abbott has indicated for a very long time that he's going to sign it when he gets it. How do I feel about open carry? I don't know if I would even do it if I could, as much as I talk about I wish we had it here. I don't know that I would do it simply because I think it sort of gives away a bit of an advantage that I already have. Because nobody knows. And I think that specter of not knowing leads to a deterrent of crime. The legislation that is going to Abbott's desk all it's going to do is allow licensed concealed carriers, a segment of society which has been proven even by the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence to be even more law-abiding than the police themselves, to open carry firearms in Texas, which is still far more restrictive than the laws of many states, where the open carry of handguns is allowed without any permitting at all. In 30 states, to be exact, you can carry a gun in the open without any permit whatsoever. That's because you're out there. See, I understand the permit to carry concealed. I sort of get that. But the permit to carry open, that I don't get at all, because you're not out there concealing anything. Bad guys carry concealed. And here you have Art Acevedo saying the bad guys are going to give up their tactical advantage, which they completely have by carrying concealed, and they're going to start flashing guns and carrying them on their hips and everything else. And the narco terrorists and the ISIS sympathizers. What's happening in Austin? I don't get that. Is that happening often? Does ISIS and the Klan and the Black Panthers stand off in like a triangle, looking at each other, saying, "Make your move, feel your hand"? What are they doing? His rant doesn't even attempt to explain why the gang members, the drug cartels, the outlaw motorcycle gangs, and any other criminal or extremist illegally carrying firearms will suddenly decide to run the risk of drawing attention to themselves by moving from illegal concealed carry to illegal open carry. His argument is not even, it has nothing to do with logic at all, whatsoever. This is fear-mongering. Now, in Texas, people suspected of actual criminal acts can be stopped by law enforcement officers, even with this legislation. Officers will still be able to ask for permits, arresting those who violate the state's laws. He pays lip service and name checks the domestic violence victims and victims of violence, but doesn't explain how the new law will impact them, because it doesn't. The new law will not impact them at all. Open carry of firearms will have nothing to, this has nothing to do with this at all. And his fantasy scenario of mass Klansmen squaring off against mass Panthers is equally absurd. Both groups still have to comply with the law. But you're a member of the Klan? Well, you don't have to comply with the law. You either Black Panther, you either ISIS guy. Both groups would still have to comply with all applicable laws, including firearms laws, and the same people would be authorized or disallowed to carry handguns in public, whether open or concealed. The only thing that he got right was writing anything else would be fruitless. That was it. After he'd already written three paragraphs, he decided, hey, you know, at this point, writing anything else would be fruitless. I guess at that point he had run out of complete and total insanity to put on paper, and he's like, I'm spent. Let me move on. What will happen in Austin is what has happened everywhere else. There will be open carry of firearms, and nothing will change. There will be a few people who are nervous about it in the beginning. Then they'll see the same guy over and over again, open carrying. It'll be just like his phone on his belt as far as that guy's concerned. And then it will become like the phone on the belt as far as everywhere else, because we have 30 states that already allow it. Nothing's happening there. Maybe we could do a little fact-checking, Art. Those poor anti-gun law enforcement guys. Anyway, we'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show, well, this, that part comes next hour. Coming up next hour, we'll be joined by Beth Baca, by the way, though. Coming out of Milwaukee. They've had a very long, violent winter that has now spilled into an equally bloody spring. There's been 43 murders in Milwaukee so far this year, more than double the number of killings reported in the same period over a year ago. And Mayor Tom Barrett has decided to step on his bully pulpit. In Milwaukee, you have an anti-gun mayor, an anti-gun police chief, and then you have a pro-gun sheriff. Okay? The pro-gun sheriff, David Clark, he stirred up some controversy when he got out there and did a PSA saying, get a gun and learn how to use it to protect yourself because it's going to take us a while to get to you. And, oh, that was bad. Barrett got up there on his little anti-gun, more guns in the street pulpit and said, I do want to lock up more people who do get involved in gunfights in parks, in streets, outside taverns, because Black Lives Matter. You know, okay, let's throw some memes in there, too. He's angry with state lawmakers in Madison who sponsored and voted for a concealed carry law. He said the community has to face the reality that the gun laws this state has put forward over the last few years, as proud as it makes the governor and the legislature feel, have resulted in more guns on the streets of the city of Milwaukee. Tell that to any group of criminals in New Jersey, Mayor, where it is nearly impossible to carry a gun, Mayor, and yet the gang members carry them all the time. The fact that law-abiding citizens can carry guns does not enable the criminals to carry guns, you idiot. How do these people get into office? How do they convince what obviously are just regular, intelligent beings to vote for them? How does that work, Milwaukee? Assembly Speaker Robin Vose, who sponsored the concealed carry law, dismissed Barrett's comments as hyperbole, not backed up by facts. He asked, were the people who perpetrated the crimes concealed carry holders? No. I don't really know the point he's driving at other than trying to misdirect the public. This latest from the Democratic mayor is not the first of the, you know, it's not very much different from previous tirades that, you know, where they blame guns and not the criminals' approach to solving their festering crime problem. David Clark, who's the sheriff, points this out. And he also points out something else. Last year, the reason everything looks like it's so much higher this year versus last year is because last year everything went down. Everything went down. Last year was a crater. It was a, you know, it was a canyon. It was a valley in the wavelength of what normally happens there. Homicide was down 14% from the year before last year. And he points out that the holes in the argument are obvious. Because there is an ebb and flow to crime. You see a high period followed by a low period, and a low period will often be followed by a high period. But some things remain constant, and one of them is the availability of guns. They've always been there. So he wonders why last year the mayor and his police chief, Ed Flynn, were not attributing the drop in homicides to more guns. Which is an excellent question. I wish I had asked it. Points out that Mayor Barrett was one of the founding members of Michael Bloomberg's Mayors Against Illegal Guns. Ed Flynn, who's the police chief, just comes along in tow, so he's got to sing the same sheet of music as his boss. Little feud going there. And he says that one of Flynn's major crime-fighting projects has been to set up a straw man. Because Police Chief Flynn placed a lot of the blame for gun violence on Badger Guns and Ammo, a gun store that operated on South 43rd Street. The rap on Badger Guns was that it was making so-called straw purchases to relatives or friends of people who were not qualified to own guns due to prior criminal records. That's not the fault of the store. The store doesn't, you know, there's no way for a shop owner to investigate behind, you know, the story behind the story. Clark points out that part of the gun investigation in any crime is that they should have gone back and found out who the original purchaser was and how did he get the gun. He points out that Ed Flynn was the same guy about a year and a half ago who told Senator Lindsey Graham under questioning about straw purchases that those are paper purchases and we don't chase paper. Everything was up to snuff, and they claimed Badger Guns was the fault for all violence in Milwaukee. So Badger forfeited his license and gave up its general retail business. It only sells guns to members of its shooting range now. And Clark points out, they don't sell guns anymore, so what happens? The violence goes up. cause without causation. He said the story of the gun store was just another example of Barrett and Flynn cherry-picking both anecdotal evidence and crime data to wage their war against guns. And Clark points out, Clark is a black American, he points out something needs to be done to shore up black families both economically and morally. They need to stop regurgitating the talking points of the Bloombergians, and they need to move on and actually do what they're elected to do. Excellent points. Everybody keep, you know, in here in the chat room sometimes. By the way, one of the ninjas points out to me that Police Chief Art Acevedo of Austin, Texas, is actually a transplant from California. Because a lot of things out of California end up in Texas. And that doesn't surprise me now that he thinks the way he does about guns. That doesn't surprise me. I guess if he was in law, I don't know. Was he in law enforcement in California? I guess we'll never know. The ninjas, not a group to be trifled with. They have a vast, vast array of knowledge. While Milwaukee, right now they've got 43 murders on the books. They average about 90 a year. The city had 155 in 1990, reached a peak of 163. In 1991, then fell 25% by 1997. For most of the 2000s, they've averaged about 90 murders a year. And the victimization, look, I mean, is what we see throughout the United States. Young, black, and male. In 1990, a black person in Milwaukee was more than 10 times as likely to be a victim of a homicide than a white person. That's not the gun's fault. That's not the black person's fault. That's the liberals' fault. Thank you, liberals. You're doing a great job. You're stupendous. Black Lives Matter. Yeah. One of the other things that happened is that one of the other things that happened is that Clark believes that some of Chicago's crime problems have spilled over into Milwaukee. And that a lot of people that tried to escape the violence of Chicago might have brought their baggage with them. That's something to consider as well. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Everybody, you can rest easy now. The other day, Representative Ken Buck, Republican out of Colorado, he decided to post a photograph on Twitter with a representation. I don't want to call this. It's supposed to be a replica gun. It doesn't even have a bolt carrier in it. It is painted horrendously. There is no way I carry that gun. And the only thing almost as bad as the paint job, as patriotic as the paint job is, okay, yes, that's great. Let's say the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm not carrying AR painted that way. It's got a trigger lock on it, too. And it's got a trigger lock, but no bolt carrier, which means it doesn't fire. Why would you put a trigger lock on a replica with no bolt carrier? I guess they're in D.C. Anyway, Trey Gowdy posed with him, and the only thing worse than the paint job on that AR-15 is this plaid tartan suit that Trey has decided he's going to rock. I have to have a little chat with him about that. The D.C. police, thankfully, have announced that that didn't break any laws. Now, I want you to picture this, if you will. A D.C. city attorney sees this picture on Twitter of Ken Buck and Trey Gowdy holding this patriotically painted AR-15 representation. And then cue up the Batman music because he swings into action. He's decided to refer the matter to the Metropolitan Police Department for further investigation. The District Police Department, of course, bans certain rifles based on purely aesthetics and the rifle on the photo. Looks like it might have been one of those covered under D.C. law. In fact, it is. Of course, when Dianne Feinstein had crime guns imported from various places and set up her little static display, and she too broke the law, the D.C. city attorney saw no need to do that because she was pursuing, they said this, if they're pursuing gun control, they're not going to go after these folks. Okay. The first thing the boys at Metro Police did was punt it to the Capitol Police because, you know, you don't want to walk in there on a Congress critter, and that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad for your career progress. That might halt it, might end your career at D.C. Metro. So the Capitol Police immediately launched their own investigation by reading their own regulations. Specifically provide that members of Congress may maintain firearms within the confines of their office, and they and any employee or agent or any member of Congress may transport within the Capitol grounds firearms unloaded and securely wrapped. This coming from Lieutenant Kimberly Snyder. This it also from 40 U.S.C. Section 5104 parentheses E and parentheses states, except as authorized by regulations prescribed by the Capitol Police Board, may not carry on and have readily accessible to any individual on the grounds or in any of the Capitol buildings a firearm, a dangerous weapon, explosives, or an incendiary device. If you did a quick internet search about the Capitol Police traffic regulations for the United States Capitol grounds, you would find something referred to as it relates to firearms called Appendix J. Now, I haven't read that, so if anyone knows where this might be found, I'd like to know what it means. Now, what about David Gregory? You know, David Gregory sat there after Sandy Hook wagging a 30-round, also equally as prohibited by Capitol Police, except he doesn't sit in Congress, and he wasn't on Capitol grounds. He was at an NBC studio. He's sitting there wagging a 30-round AR-15 magazine, prohibited by D.C. law, in furtherance of a gun control agenda, of course. And Gregory fell under the unwritten rule. The unwritten rule is if you're pursuing gun control, you get a pass. You get a pass. NBC called the Metro Police and were told, no, you can't do that. And they did it anyway. And then the Metro Police looked the other way. David Gregory and his producer and whoever put that out there, they should be in jail right now today. They should be getting ready for trial right now today. Capitol Police here at least make some sort of reference to some sort of written exemption for a special privileged class of individuals. The David Gregory rule appears to be an unwritten bit of arbitrarily applied law that states that anyone who is powerful, popular, wealthy, beautiful, or politically connected to the same can break Byzantine and incomprehensible firearms laws with impunity. So does this mean the D.C. City prosecutor, when he was looking up there, he didn't think Buck and Gowdy were good looking enough? Gowdy, who could actually model suits if he wanted to. He really needs to retire his tartan suit. I'm going to try to get him on the show in reference to this and see. And if it seems like I'm being disrespectful to him, well, you know, you need to go look at this suit. Now, if only the rest of us could enjoy the same rights as our elected representatives, our Congress critters. In Pittsburgh, the Tribune Review says, why are Americans abandoning gun control? Oh, the horror. On Monday, which is now old news, but the Pittsburgh Tribune Review published a Pew Research poll showing that American support for gun rights is at its highest point in over 20 years. 52% versus 46%. Pew cites the media's relentless focus on crimes as one possible reason for the Americans' change of heart, that backfire effect we talked about. And media outlets and politicians focused on crime to show how dangerous guns had made America to gin up support for gun control. Unfortunately, when they were saying, you know, guns, America got more ways to obtain information, and they looked at it. That attempt backfired. Another theory highlighted by the Tribune is that Americans simply came to understand that the Second Amendment rights, like the First, Third, Fourth, and Fifth, among others, are constitutionally protected and not up for a public vote. They quote Firearms Owners Against Crime's Kim Stolfer, explaining, "The Second Amendment is not determined by public opinion, even if 90% of the people are for gun control. Sorry, you can't take it away. We don't have rights by public opinion. That's why we have a Bill of Rights." She also pointed out one possible contributor to the growing number of gun rights, namely the practical real-world failure of gun control. Who can name one crime that gun control has stopped? Well, Bill, it stopped it, so there was never no crime. I can name lots of shootings that have been stopped by armed citizens. I can name plenty. I just want to know one crime that has been stopped, one desperado crime. Every Town for Gun Safety's Erica Soto Lamb responded by suggesting things are not as bad as they seem for gun control supporters. She said the Pew poll may be showing strong support for gun rights simply because of the language they use. It presents a false choice between gun rights and so-called gun control. It's set up so you can't be for the Second Amendment and also for public safety measures that keep guns out of dangerous hands. This is the same question they've been asking for decades, Erica Soto Lamb. Same language. And until recently, they've gotten different responses. Until recently, you guys have been winning. You've been winning the hearts and minds. And now that's changed, Erica Soto Lamb. So that's your problem. You keep throwing out all of these lies, and then we can go back and say, well, wait a minute, is that true because of the way they wrote it? Wait a minute, it's been the same since for 20 years. So there you go. When we get back, why doesn't the Pentagon want the soldiers to be armed on post? Good question. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas has decided to wage a little fight, which is really past its time. They've talked about this many times. They normally talk about it every time there's a shooting at Fort Hood. Because there seems to be more, there's been more than one shooting at Fort Hood. Ted Cruz, as I do, as a matter of fact, believes that troops should be able to carry their personal firearms with them on base. The reason I do is because I have served in the military. Yes, there are all kinds of personalities in the military. Some of them eccentric, some of them carefree. None of them homicidal, for the most part, unless we get put into a combat situation. Then things change. But it's at a common enemy, not some random one. And troops have been killing themselves around certain parts of the year forever without being able to carry their guns. Thank you, brass. Ted Cruz and I, which more Ted Cruz than me, is at odds with a number of top U.S. military officials, including former commanders in America's wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And that doesn't bother him. He says the military brass opposes this, but I'm a big believer in defending the Second Amendment rights of everyone, including our soldiers. Isn't the military one of the only ones they say should have guns? As a group in a profession, the military are trained more than any other group of people with weapons. That is a fact. That is a fact. Basic rifle marksmanship, I don't know how many weeks it takes in the syllabus of basic training now. It took one quarter of my basic training time was basic rifle marksmanship. This included trigger pull, breaking the weapon down, breaking it down, and being timed. Lots of different things. When I finally passed that module, I was familiar with that M16. Following Senator Cruz's comments, the Army on Tuesday pointed to remarks of General Raymond Odierno Army Chief of Staff made during a Senate hearing last April was a fair reflection of their current views on the matter. Asked about whether there's a need to change policy established by George W. Bush in 1992, which prevents most troops from bringing personal firearms on base, the general, who previously served as commander of U.S. forces in Iraq, argued that military bases already provide considerable security for their soldiers. Well, that's fine if the group is trying to get in. And if they're trying to get in with a weapon that two MPs that are probably E4 or below can repel with their sidearm. If they see it coming and they can actually react. That kind of thing. He told, and I don't know why his name keeps cropping up, he told Lindsey Graham, "I believe that we have our military, police, and others that are armed, and I believe that's appropriate. That allows us the level of protection necessary. Tell that to the people that got shot by Nidal Hassan. Tell that to the people that just got shot by this other service member who flicked, who wigged out. Tell it to them. The military security complex array, as it is, for in-garrison troops, is on the perimeter. You might have a couple of PFCs in cars patrolling, okay? Cruz and others argue that allowing troops to carry their personal firearms on base could prevent, or at least cut short, the sorts of mass shootings that occurred at Fort Hood, Texas in 2009 and 2014, and at the D.C. Naval Yard in 2013. Military commanders have other concerns about troops and their personal firearms, however. Back in 2011, the National Rifle Association took issue with base commanders in Fort Riley, Kansas, who had invited soldiers living off post to consider locking their personal firearms on base. The NRA promptly backed a law introduced by Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma to prohibit commanders from asking these particular soldiers whether they owned a personal firearm. Congress dropped the legislation, which had been attached to a rider to a defense bill under pressure from senior military leaders, who pointed out that half of all troops who commit suicide use a firearm. Not when I was in, pal. Not when I was in. Most of the troops that committed suicide that I knew about did it by hanging themselves. Now, we had some guys that committed murder with firearms. And there was no way to stop them because they had been just regular old people up to the point to where they went and killed somebody. Cruz wants Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman John McCain of Arizona to hold a hearing to change the law to allow troops to carry personal weapons on base. And McCain, who is quite the curmudgeon, he promptly said, this is the first I've heard of this. What's this? Where did all that come from? Here's the thing about the military. It bothers me that the command staff, that the people in charge of these troops on these posts, don't trust these guys. If they don't trust everybody, certainly E5 and above could carry a weapon. Leaders, yeah, certainly they could do it. And even that would be quite helpful if another D.C. Naval Yard shooting happens or another couple of Fort Hoods happen. That could be quite helpful to have those guys armed. There's, you've got guys E4 and below who are, they've been to, they've already been in combat. They've been to various qualification schools. The average 21-year-old soldier is much more mature than the average 21-year-old non-soldier. And yet a 21-year-old non-soldier can go get a permit and carry a gun wherever he wants to, sometimes even where he works, and a 21-year-old soldier can't. And, I just got to raise my hands. What is this about? Why don't you trust troops? So, I don't know if there's if anything is going to change with this. We'll see. We'll see about this. We will see. In Rhode Island, Cumberland High School is they've decided to hop on the Big Brother bandwagon. And they want to ban what students do on their own time off campus. The activity in question is called Senior Assassin. It is quite simply a cat and mouse squirt gun fight. A group of students get squirt guns and hunt each other off campus on their own time. The last kid dry wins. This has been played for a long time, since there's been, super soakers. Enter a school administrator who, instead of focusing on the failing of public education, is more concerned about this game that in no way disrupts the school day, doesn't happen on school grounds. This is just another example of how inane the whole gun control crowd has become. Even something in the shape of a gun that shoots nothing more. I'm told to drink more water. Part of my rehab. Surgeon General recommends we consume at least 2 liters a day. I could be losing, the Senior Assassin game while satisfying my Surgeon General requirements. Be drinking what I'm being hit with. What does Alan Tenerio, what does Cumberland Principal Alan, whatever his name is, say on the matter? He says it's something that the administration does not condone or endorse in any way. Given the public, the safety issues and the amount of violence taking place at schools across the country, particularly with guns, they take the position that the game is inappropriate and we strongly discourage participation. But he doesn't stop there. He equates skirt guns with the end of the world, and he sent a letter home to every student's parents saying, you have situations where students may be driving too fast or neighbors see something and hiding in a bush aiming what looks like a gun at someone else. These incidents have officers in the school administration concerned that someone may get injured. Why don't you just make sure everybody in your school passes their classes, pal, and don't worry about what they do off campus. Let's go into hour number two. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Q.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.